What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live with the Monday edition of Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. I'm Sean Sharif, back from my family vacation alongside Bobby Belt. We got Peyton Russell in the back. Ross, we're on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. RJ Choppy, excuse me, we'll be back tomorrow. First difference is the air here, the air quality. I went to Maryland. Yes, it was miserable in terms of the heat and the humidity, but clear as a whistle, clear as an unclogged, no saliva whistle in terms of just breathing in and out.
Yeah, that was, that's where you were brought up. That's what you would have had, you would have become immune to over time. And by the way, it's Aiden on the fan cam, not Ross.
What's up, Aiden?
Well,
I blame Peyton for this.
Oh, no. No, this is Bobby.
I'm blaming Peyton immediately.
What did I do?
You made the joke. You said Peyton sliding over to RJ's chair, Ross on the board.
All right, you're right. I blame Bobby for this because yesterday RJ said, hey, just a reminder, I'm out with my comp day. And then I sent my audio to Ross and I texted Ross and I was like, because we were trying to get a guest for the Stars news. And I was like, Peyton volunteered. Hey, I found this contact. I said, let the boy have his day off. Bobby will handle it.
I thought I got banned from booking guests. What happened over the week?
No, I was totally freaking confused. I'm discombobulated. I feel like I've been hit by a damn Mack truck. So I'm happy to be back. Very happy, except for the air quality in Texas.
How was your, I saw on Instagram, Amanda was saying that Ava cried the entire flight home.
I'll get to it more in best and worst of the weekend at 7:40, but this is one of those moments. This is a scar. This is a deep, deep scar that I will never, ever let her forget for the rest of her life, what she did. If anyone videoed this on American Airlines flight 2314, it would have gone viral. Remember the Barstool video a few weeks ago of one of their people just recording the baby and he's in his seat and he's criticizing the parents and that whole thing blew up. I was like, just please let no one from Barstool be on this flight. If anyone had their phone out after what my daughter did, I could have never. I didn't want to show my face at baggage claim. I had the American Airlines flight attendants, the pilots, like patting me on the back on the way out. I had to get off the plane early before everyone else in front of me just rushing up because of this menace, this absolute menace to society. It was everything I feared. I kept telling my family, No, I don't think so. She's not going to be good. No, yeah, it'll be fine. No, it'll be okay. And my daughter is now in this phase. It's good and bad where she only wants me. Whenever she doesn't want to talk to someone, whenever she starts crying, she makes the U-turn, comes right at dad, and it feels good, except I need a massage now, and I don't want or like massages, but she put me through it. An all-time bad moment. My son, 4th of July party a few years ago, and this, what she did, she was bad on the way there, but this was all-time bad on the way back, and it's a travel ban. I'm like Trump here. I'm instituting a travel ban for my daughter. I told my parents, I hope you enjoyed them. You'll never, ever see them again in Maryland for another 3 years. It's not happening after what she... And say, I appreciate the Tolos with your advice and the Benadryl and the this and the that. If I scripted... I scripted out getting her to sleep on this plane more than this show, especially with Ross producing. I scripted this out to a T. Everything backfired right in our faces. I'll never let her forget it. This was the all-time worst parenting hours of my life.
She looked super chill in her car seat driving home, though. She looked like she was...
That's the thing. One of the parents, while walking off, goes, at least she'll sleep. I'm just apologizing to everyone. I wish I could have bought everyone drinks in the section. I said... I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. They said, at least you'll sleep on the way home. Nope. Nope. No sleep on the way home. The car ride home was like the Indiana Pacers after losing game 7. Alba limo, the only way to go to the airport and travel in DFW. That's the A I'm wearing on my hat all the time here on the show. They had to be wondering what was wrong. Like, did we get in a huge fight at the baggage claim? It was dead silence, and Amanda was right. She put on Instagram, Sean is contemplating life right now as my daughter is sitting there in a daze. Just awful, awful. But I'm happy to be back now, happy to be away. It'll be my first time, like 2 weeks without having children right by my side. Get them back to school as soon as possible. But then I had to come home and see this.
Here's Garver, who's done his damage and may have done some more. A fly ball deep to left. That one is into the second deck. Mitch Garver with a two-run blast gives Seattle a 6-3 lead.
A wild one yesterday right here on 105 Through the Fan. In case you did not know, this is your home for great parenting and Texas Rangers baseball as they lose 2 of 3 to the Mariners, and this was a crazy one that ended in 12 innings.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot about this game yesterday that was, you know, encouraging or looked like they were battling. Like, I mean, then there was the other side of it where you were just getting some bad with the good. So, like, Jack Leiter gives up 7 hits, ultimately just 1 run in 6 innings, but he's scattering some hits, he's giving up some hard hits, but also at the same time, like, he was dealing some stuff a few different times. The slider looked really good. The fastball was awesome. And it's just, you know, ultimately they weren't able to hold on to that lead. And then when you get into the ninth and you get the, or you get into the extra innings and then Luke Jackson starts blowing stuff for you.
Ugh.
But then you're like, oh, okay, Corey Seager comes out, hits that ball, which I thought was just a fly out. Like, that's one of the few balls I've seen in the Globe where I was like, that carried a little bit. And so you're thinking, all right, we're battling back. Then you get into the 11th, and you're in a position where you think you're going to score. Don't capitalize on that. Josh Young doesn't throw it home in the 12th. And then you think, okay, all right, we're here into the 12th again. You got the meat of the order coming up, and they can't execute it. And so it was disappointing. 3 straight extra inning games over the weekend. A lot of close games, but you hate to lose 2 out of those 3.
Yeah, Josh Young caught my ire, Bobby's ire on social media. You can blame Luke Jackson, of course, if you want, but Josh Young, 2nd and 3rd, 1 out, strikeout. Mike Bacsik looking like rookie Tony Romo on the broadcast, just saying, I hate to say it, but they're thinking they can strike Josh Young out, and it's going to come with the high fastball. And the high fastball haunted him throughout the entire day, just like it has throughout the season. Higgy is then up, bases loaded. He strikes out. No Haggerty. I thought the guys did a great job on the TV broadcast asking, what is Bochy going to do in terms of using his bench? Here's what it would mean for the inning afterwards and moving throughout the game. But the Josh Young throw to home with maybe the bobble with the transfer, and then 2nd and 3rd, I wanted to see who would actually get the comparison. Facebook did not. Twitter did. I called Josh Young Byron Leftwich. Who got the reference?
I didn't.
Byron Leftwich.
I didn't fake like I got it, though, like Choppy would normally.
That's right.
Yes, he is Byron.
Byron Leftwich. And someone, and one moron was like, Josh is white. Yes. We try to do comparisons that aren't just based on skin color. Byron Leftwich had the longest damn windup in the National Football League when it came to releasing the ball. Yeah. And that's what that's Josh Young's swing. And I said this before I left. Can Brett Boone not shorten this thing? Can we not do something to make contact? Mike is screaming on the TV broadcast. There's a lot of holes here. There's a lot of holes. You don't have to do anything crazy. There's a lot of different options to go ahead and get this run in. Not with Josh Young and that Byron Leftwich windup swing. I tried to go next level with the analogy. It wasn't the most perfect one.
He took 26 swings during this weekend, and 13 of those swings were balls out of the zone. So, I mean, that is a 50%
the new Adoles
chase rate. That's worse than Adoles. 50% chase rate. He had 9 swings and misses.
That's the way baseball
during goes. The weekend. That's a 35% whiff rate, which, again, would be the worst in baseball. So, for a weekend, it was really bad. And it was Saturday, I think, where I'd just gotten a random bug in my head and I started Googling some things. And I was looking at, where is he swinging? Like, what's different about him from 2 years ago? Why is he not the same? Because I was wondering, all right, have these wrist and hand injuries just messed him up somehow? And when you look at it, his eye level at the plate looks like it's moved up like 6 inches. Like, if you look at his swing rates, they've all basically, the heat zones have all moved up about 6 inches in terms of the frequency that he swings at it. But he's not making contact nearly as often. It's just like there's something wrong with his eye at the plate. And I don't know how you fix that.
You wasted Jack Leiter. You wasted 3 hits and a stolen base from Evan Carter. You wasted Osuna with his theatrics later on in the game, and you end up losing. And as they were talking about on the broadcast, yeah, the Rangers may have found like a little something. Bobby in the email wrote he has been feeling a little bit better about your baseball team. Well, unfortunately, the Astros and the rest of the division, they're playing better because you're 9 games back now. You're 9 games back in the American League West, sitting there in 4th place.
Yeah, and I mean, that was, I would hope that as we take a look at this, I mean, the offense doesn't feel.
Wild card, you're 2.5 back.
The offense doesn't feel as hopeless as it did a month ago. I'm not saying by any means it's world beaters anymore, but you don't feel like every game you're not going to score. But like there was a point at the beginning of June where it felt like you weren't going to score ever. And so the offense has improved a little bit. The pitching has come down a little bit. And so to me, this is not looking like a team that you would necessarily invest in at the deadline. But my concern is that same thing we heard few weeks back from Thad Levine, that like maybe the thought process gets in their head of like, hey, you know what? We were 9.5 back when we traded for Cole Hamels, and look what we did. We went on a run. We won the division. And I would hope that they would just have a realistic, sober view of this team that they didn't have last year at the deadline. And ultimately, I felt like cost them.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up on the Frank LaFranco Injury Attorney text line. 877-881-1053. We have 2 brand new giveaways this morning. NBA Youngboy tickets in the 7 o'clock, in the 9 o'clock hour. Jake Rietma back bringing the energy during the 720 Expressway over the Dallas Stars, and their brand new head coach, Mac Engel, from the Fort Worth Star Telegram, will join us at 9. Best and worst and worst and worst and worst of the weekend, along with B-Low, The Belt, and The Red Zone. I got the messages yesterday from the Tolos that I needed to come back because you guys were so lovey-dovey last week. You guys are so sweet and nice to each other.
Yeah. We were nice.
We made Chop cry.
That's right.
We made him cry. Well, not cry. He teared up.
Really?
We tried.
Over what?
So Monday he had said that he was like, I'm not worth crying over. I don't want to. He was talking about how he can't see grown men cry because we were playing Will Chambers' last audio where he got choked up on the air. And he was like basically saying he would never do that. And it's like, all right, well, Peyton and I are going to make you cry on Friday. So we just wrote letters and recorded them to make him cry. And ultimately he didn't like get full on streaming tears, but he did well up. And then he started trying to joke about it at the end. But it was right at the end of crosstalk. I had wanted initially Luca to read my letter, Luca and Julian.
Oh, son.
They didn't have enough time, so they were only able to give me a tag at the end to read. And that
what do you mean they didn't have enough time? I wake up at 11:30 every day because and call him.
He's running around with Chop. So he's like, all right, I'm with my dad right now. I can't do it right now. And so, but he ended up just giving me a quick tag. But he was going to read the whole letter. And Chop was like, yeah, if you would have had them read the whole letter, I would have cried.
So you guys wrote like genuinely just 100% authentic, nice things. I would not have participated in that. Not Peyton. That's his idol.
Listen to that. That's how it closed my letter.
Thanks for being there.
Love you, Dad.
And that's what he almost got him. Peyton had been a little serious, but a lot of it was also just taking shots at Choppy, and so ended up being fine. Mine was just straight emotional to try and pull it out of him, but it fell just short, I think.
All right, so Chop will be back tomorrow. We got the rest of the entire morning squad here to kick off your shortened week. I saw fireworks driving. Did you see any fireworks driving in from Rockwall?
Oh, no, I did not.
There's fireworks. Not just on one side of the highway. It was on the other side, too. It was like alternating fireworks. And I was like, what is going on?
Got their weekends mixed up because that's supposed to be next weekend, this one.
Well, if you live in our neck of the woods or my old neck of the woods where I was driving, Fair Park, Cotton Bowl, East Dallas, it ain't just limited to just one day. The Dallas Stars appear to have a brand new head coach. Are you signing off on this as a replacement for Pete DeBoer? We'll tell you the new and old name next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What's old is new again with your Dallas Stars. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean Shreve back with you alongside Bobby Bell. Chop back tomorrow. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back live on the Fan Camp, Twitch, and YouTube here on 105.3 The Fan with a brand new ticket giveaway to hook you up with in the 720 Expressway. Former Dallas Stars head coach and recent Edmonton Oilers assistant Glenn Gullitson is expected to be Pete DeBoer's replacement.
Let's talk hockey.
720, Jake Rietma in studio. Neil Graham, the Texas Stars head coach, does not appear to be getting this job. It'll be Glenn Gullitson, previously served as the Stars head coach. Our first year together on this radio show, 2011 to 2013, and it was Jim Neal who fired him. 4,430 days ago, Jim Neal said, nope, you're not either good enough or you're not ready. And now it's supposed to be Gullitson returning to try to push the Stars over the edge.
Yeah, and that 4,430 days ago feels like about how long it was that they fired Pete DeBoer. That was literally June 6th. And here we are on June 29th, 23 days later, before they finally make a hire. But this is somebody who, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I know anything about Glenn Gullitson as a coach today or how he was as an assistant with Edmonton. I can literally just go off of what have people said about him and how have people talked about the things that he has done.
You weren't alive in 2011?
No, but everybody's just talking about it's completely different. And so, like I'm saying, I don't know what he did in Edmonton. I know he was on staff there, but I don't know how did he actually contribute to that. But all the reviews you hear from people out of Edmonton is what a great job he did and how awesome he was. And so it feels a little to me like if after Dallas would have, the Cowboys would have lost to the 49ers those 2 years, that if they would have let McCarthy go after that, and then they would have gone out and tried to hire one of the assistants from San Francisco. Like, it's like, all right, let's go to the source of what's been causing us a problem. So from that aspect of it, I like the idea of just, hey, it's somebody who's been here before, somebody who, from all accounts, didn't get a great opportunity to show what he could be a decade ago, more than that, almost 15 years ago, almost, and has turned into a coach that people really respect and think was a big part of creating or helping to shape the team that has given you the most problems.
So Jim Neal fires him back in the day, and the quote was, hey, just not totally ready. This will be good for him. And it looks like that was prophetic from Jim Neal. He then becomes an assistant with Vancouver under John Tortorella, and then he's hired by Calgary in 2016 as head coach. He lasted 2 years with Calgary, made the playoffs once. He was replaced by Bill Peters. Then he becomes an assistant with Edmonton for 7 seasons under 4 different head coaches. And I texted some of my my hockey guys.
Well,
and they're like, yeah, just do talk radio and start it up that he's really tight with McDavid. And there's odds that McDavid could leave for some reason because McDavid was cool in the postseason press conference, icy in terms of answering about his contract extension. But he had it's good and bad. He was in charge of their power play. Now, when you have Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid, the thought is your power play is going to be pretty freaking good. So how much credit do you actually deserve? Like being an assistant under Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan for those different offenses? They were number one in the NHL during his time in Edmonton. Again, you have the all-world talent. In his first year here, and that time period, many on Twitter and many in the know saying this was a totally different organization. No owner, no budget for trades, not getting the free agents. You're barely reaching the cap floor. The organization was in shambles. So very difficult to judge Glenn Gullitson off of that. Choppy weighed in yesterday, said he's a lifer. The Stars were a completely irrelevant team during those years. Post-lockout, nobody cared. He also didn't really have a team. Morrow at the end of his career. Ben was a kid, tough times. I think Kari was in net. He didn't have a chance. to succeed. So that is the immediate reaction to the reports. Not official yet. The Stars have not announced it, that Gulladson is in. On the other side, you have people saying going from Pete DeBoer to Glenn Gulladson is wild. This is your replacement. This is your over-the-top move. Not buying it.
Yeah, there's a little bit of, and one of the things we talked about this last week during our meeting, our post-show meeting with Gavin, but the idea of just how much are the Stars potentially in a position that if they were as worn down by DeBoer as allegedly it seemed like they were talking about in their exit interviews, like some of the buzz that was out there. If that was the case, then are they going to naturally get a bump from whoever the first year? Similar to like the players were worn down by Bill Parcells here, and then when Wade walked in, they just played free and happy and positive, and they got a 1 year bump out of that. And then it came back around pretty quickly, like you guys need to, like you need a better coach. And so I wonder how much the Stars will just naturally get some of that, and how much they're just prioritizing the idea of we need somebody to come in here and just be different. That's what we need more than anything else, is just different. Because right now, it's not that Pete was a bad coach. Pete had just worn people down. And so we need somebody that will make them feel fresh. And so, I mean, it's clearly very different, but I would just think that would be a big part of it.
Let us know what y'all think, Stars fans, on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. I know the Frankos are probably fired up over this news with the season tickets that they have. Well, at the AAC, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053.
What are some of the, I'm trying to think of, I was just now thinking of this, some of the prominent examples we've gotten of coaches who were let go somewhere and how did their second tour work? So the Blue Jays went through this a little bit where they had lost, they had fired John Gibbons, hired Cito Gaston, and then it was like Gibbons replaced him, and then Gaston replaced Gibbons again. Billy Martin had the five tours with the Yankees. But I mean, there's not like a whole lot of examples. Gruden, obviously, as I'm looking at Google, Ted Marchabrota did it with the Colts. But this is, I mean, still unique in terms of there's not a lot of examples of somebody coming back, boomeranging back around and having success a second time.
Been a really long time since you stole some of my topic ideas and content, as I tweeted yesterday. when did this happen last? How often does this happen? So, Bobby, I'm citing my tweet, I think, at 105.3SS.
That's not true. I never retweet you.
I know. I know. You're like spittle. Joe Gibbs back to Washington. He did not leave the first time on bad terms. He was not fired. John Gruden under a different Davis with the ownership. You mentioned Steinbrenner and Billy Martin. Kevin Gray had tweeted that. I give Jim Nell credit because I don't think this happens often enough in sports where you just don't get the guy back. Like New York, go get Jeff Van Gundy. Just go get him. I know he's going to be tough to beat out Dawn Staley as the Knicks head coach, but just go ahead, bring him back. Why isn't this done more often? And Jim Nill said he's not seasoned enough. Maybe he is now. So I'll give him credit because it's an unconventional thing in today's sports world. But yeah, who was fired? That was my question on Twitter that Bobby was citing right there. Exactly.
I didn't see it.
Who was fired and brought back by the same GM? I know you didn't see it. Otherwise,
by the same GM?
That's the thing, because again, Al Davis, Mark Davis, Dan Snyder, Jack Kent Cook. Those are different owners and different general managers. What GM has fired someone and then brought them back afterwards? That's what I was trying to think.
Yeah, because Marchabrota.
You got Steinbrenner and Billy Martin, number one, number two, number three.
Marchabrota was fired by the Colts in 79, but that was 13 years later where he was brought back. So I don't know. That was, I don't know if that was different hands in terms of ownership, but it definitely was different hands, I would imagine, in terms of the GM.
Kevin Bieksa on Sportsnet gave a hockey breakdown of what Glenn Gulladson could be now.
So for people, the fans that don't know who he is, he's a power play savant, and he oozes sty, and he oozes confidence. And this is him walking in. He's not from Stockholm, Sweden. He's not from Beverly Hills, California. He's proudly from the Paw in Manitoba. But you couldn't tell the way he walks in. He's got a couple set of rules. One, he has a three-pass rule off of face-off wins. Three passes, and the puck is going towards the net. There's one. There's towards the net. The first one you saw right away, shot. And it breeds aggressiveness and attack.
So, Bobby, there's an instant thing to keep an eye on when the Stars are on their power play. It's not supposed to go over three passes before that puck heads towards the net. Did he say, we need RJ just for this? Get RJ on the hotline to translate bro talk. Did he say he's got sty? Sta? Let me hear the beginning of it. Sty?
So for people, the fans that don't know who he is, he's a power play savant, and he oozes sty, and he
Is that an RJ style abbreviation? Is that a style of brief? Brevs?
I've never heard sty. What is that? Is
it makes my skin crawl.
Yeah, I have no idea what that. I abbreviated something last week that Choppy hadn't even ever heard of. I don't remember what it was, but he got caught off guard by it. But no, that's either that's a hockey term I'm not familiar with, sty, or it's that's him shortening things.
Glenn Gulletson missed the playoffs twice here. Overall, the record was 64-57-9. And while Jim Neal, it seemed like it pained him to fire Gulletson the first time around, he mulled over it for about 2 weeks, according to Sean Shapiro, and had at least five conversations with Glenn. Five. By the way, props to Sean Shapiro, because a couple weeks ago, he was asked by Craig Ludwig, well, what would you do? What would you do with the DeBoer opening? And he said, I would hire Glenn Gulletson. So he is the only one I saw in the Metroplex with that prediction. And Neil at the time, again, 4,000 days ago, said part of the business, sometimes you have to go through peaks and valleys. In the end, this is going to make him a better coach.
Yeah, props to whoever on the fan text. I cannot remember which area code it was, but that first segment we did right after the news broke about DeBoer, somebody from the 214 said, go get Gulletson. Gulletson should be the hire. And so there was somebody who knew something all 23 days ago, even before Jim Neal knew it.
And Jim Neal wins General Manager of the Year, I think, much to Kevin Hagelin's delight.
Three in a row. This is
the
three-peat.
How many GMs have won in any sport GM of the Year three straight years?
I can't imagine it's common at all. Maybe somebody with maybe somebody who had earned that was somebody with the Warriors or something like that years ago. But
you're trying to get me in trouble with Jerry already. Nope.
Oh, yeah. It's almost that time.
Not happening. It is almost that time.
Yeah, but I mean, look, he's I think he did everything he could, and he put them in a position to be where they needed to be.
Sounded like he was handcuffed.
Yeah, I mean, look, he ends up, he goes out there and gets Miko. That was fantastic. He, at the deadline.
Oh, you're talking about Jim. Sorry.
Yeah. At the deadline, he was doing everything he could to push for another defenseman. It just didn't happen. But, without Miko, they don't get where they did. So, in terms of just the moves he made to put them in position, he absolutely was fantastic again.
Well, we go from Miko to Nico because the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks stuck his foot in his mouth yet again, and Cooper Flagg's comments in the first official press conference after being drafted. We'll give you the Mav. Well, it won't be Mavs warm and fuzzies because Nico talked how he screwed up again next on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms,
options, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, Nico. How did he not win worst take of the week? Every Friday at 9 a.m., Pepe, I heard that you and RJ Choppy voted against Nico saying fortune favors the bold? What?
Fortune favors the bold.
He didn't win worst take for that?
He didn't.
Nope.
I voted for him. The Fantex didn't vote for him. The Fantex voted for Joy Taylor.
And what did she...
She said,
sleep with.
Caitlin is, she said, Caitlin Clark is nothing without Angel Reese, basically.
Is nothing without Angel
That's
Reese?
That's essentially what she said.
That
or not nothing.
Butter skin.
But she said that she became what she did because of Angel Reese, which I kind of defended that take a little.
Yeah.
Not she became what she did. It had nothing to do with her talent or anything else. She leveled
up. She was
up
there
her,
in the moment.
It leveled, but it, the
It's
hate,
like if I swerve this morning on 30. And I become paralyzed. I'm paralyzed because of that car that was in front of me that I'm swerving from. Yeah, Angel Reese.
Dylan Brooks and Lance Stevenson didn't, but they were irritants to people.
Yeah.
And that made people want to watch more.
Yes.
That's all I mean, is that they had tension that people wanted to watch more. Not that it was like she somehow pushed her to upper game. It wasn't Magic Bird even, or like, yeah, wow, these two stars go. It was from the irritation standpoint, yes, wanted to see it.
Yes.
And so from that, yeah, she played the heel role.
Yeah.
And really leaned into it. Yeah, that created, and so I don't think it's totally off. I still think it was bad.
Yeah.
But there's no defending what Nico said.
No. Fortune favors the bold. That scares me. And then he made another comment Friday in the Cooper Flagg press conference that scares me even more. And we'll get to it in a second. Let's hear from the number one pick first. Here he is being asked about being in a very rare situation. You're not in Washington. You're not in Utah. All the attention in the world, all the focus, and all the pressure is not going to be on you to carry things.
I think it's a blessing. Like you said, a lot of people in this position or the situation aren't, you know, granted this opportunity. So I just feel really blessed and grateful for the situation I've been given. And I'm just looking forward to being a sponge, you know, just getting down here. I'm excited to just learn, soak it all in and learn from the guys that are older and have been through it all before.
As you told me before the show, last week I was asking you about Tolo hype and buzz and y'all taking phone calls and was it crazy with the YouTube numbers and the text messages? And you're like, no, it was nothing extra crazy because this was just... This was just being made official. This was confirmation. In watching and listening to Flag and all the stuff you have to go through and the press conferences and the draft night interviews and his mannerisms, did you take anything new from him last week?
Yeah, I thought that little side eye when McMahon asked him about replacing Luka and everybody thought Luka was going to be here. He did this like side eye to Nico and then looked straight and then side eyed it again. And he was like smirking. I thought that was funny. I was like, man, that's for a guy that has showed he will purge those who disagree with him. It's knowing your spot and knowing how secure you are that you can't do that. But I was like, can we get a chuckle from some of you in the media there? That was funny. Like, yeah, y'all are going to give him nothing for that. But I thought it was impressive. There was
seems like well put together.
Yeah.
He can handle himself.
Yeah. Like he seems ready for the
he
moment.
Gets it.
Yeah. He's ready for the moment. He seems measured, mature, all of that. There was actually a really... I was curious to see how much did he seem like he was actually embracing the opportunity. ESPN had a story last week where they were breaking down what had gone on. I'm trying to see who all the... Baxter Holmes wrote this. It was trying to see... It was basically a breakdown of this is what was going on inside Mavs headquarters when they won the lottery. This is what was going on in the circle of Cooper Flagg when they won the lottery. And you remember we were talking about, like, did he look happy when they won? It was hard to tell if he did.
Right.
He apparently didn't look happy because he didn't know what to think. So they had, like, talked to the family, and the family was like, we were getting texts immediately from people saying, is this okay with you? Are you guys going to be okay with this one? And they were just like, we have no reaction right now because we know nothing about them. We've done nothing to research them because we didn't think they were getting the pick. And so they're like, this is one of the teams we just didn't even have in our head. And so it was hearing them that they went through an evaluation process of trying to figure out if they were happy, and then they decided they were. I was interested to see how he handled that when he was up there in front of the media. And he didn't seem like he was unhappy to be here. So I think it's genuine, but there was at least a point where they were a little conflicted in, like, evaluating, are we happy with this?
One more clip from Cooper, Cuppa, as the Joneses would say, before Nico steps in it again. Here's Cooper Flagg. This is for you, Kevin Hagelin, on how Duke prepared him for this.
Yeah, I think, you know, being able to go to Duke and be under that spotlight, it's kind of a good preparation. And then even nowadays with the NIL era and stuff like that, college kids are kind of under a bigger microscope than ever. So I think it's a great preparation, honestly, for me to kind of come to the next level. And I've had a year to kind of deal with a lot of that stuff and the media and all that different stuff. So I think it's just great for me to kind of have that year of preparation.
All right, now let's get to it. I think it was Nui, who asked Nico whether this moment right here can help repair the relationship, the broken relationship with Mavs fans. This is Jason Kidd and Nico, and good gosh, he did it again.
Yeah, I think so. I think it will help. Most importantly, I think it just, you know, we're in win now mode, and we have a really good team, and Cooper adds to that. So I think the fans finally start to see the vision.
What vision? What vision? Your vision in no way, shape, or form could have been having the number one pick. Stop acting like this was in your bag.
Fortune favors the bold.
Which one's worse?
Man. I don't know, because this is one.
They can finally start seeing the vision? Dude, well, just say we got freaking lucky. Is there any other way to interpret this? Is there any other way to give him a break? If I brought in defense attorney RJ Choppy, better called Chop, is there what?
No.
Well, how?
Fortune favors the bold. One, that one initially, we talked about this last week.
I think the vision is worse.
He's saying with fortune favors the bold, he's saying the universe rewarded me. Like it's not, there was no luck involved. This is what happens when you show courage in the face of doubt or whatever. Like, the universe said, you deserve this, like, which is the most narcissistic thing I've ever heard in my life. There's that aspect of it.
And that's coming from Bobby.
This one is really bad in just another way. This one's a little more, like, demeaning, I think, to fans. Like, do you understand now? You got to trust dad. If you trust dad, you'll see it all in the end. This is you're the kid who thinks my rules are stupid. But then when you grow up, you went, oh, dad, I see your wisdom now.
So I think the fans finally start to see the vision.
So this is condescending towards fans. The other's just impossibly narcissistic. So I don't know. They're both awful. And this was the biggest concern we talked about the day after when they won the lottery.
You guys going to vote Molly Kiram as worst takeover this Friday at 9, Pepe?
Maybe. Well, I'm off Friday.
This reminds me,
I'll get Ross.
This reminds me that, like, when you've got him talking the way he does and the way that he's operating, it's... We had said right after the lottery happened that the biggest concern here is they didn't feel it enough. They didn't learn enough. They got a little taste of what of the blowback from it, but that they needed to feel this for longer.
The
repercussions for what he did. And all their PR response. The lottery
win stopped.
That basically, not that it stopped it, but that it, in his mind, thinks we're good now.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you're not. You need to understand that you're not good and you've really screwed something up here. And that's the thing, is that he basically touched the stove, burned his hand, and then somebody was right there immediately to put aloe on it. And then he's like, oh, that wasn't that bad. I can do that.
Yeah.
It's like, no, like it's the Woody Johnson effect. that The Athletic wrote about, where he was right, or he basically had something that he looked at as confirmation, and so now he doesn't think anybody can question it.
And then Bobby was asking in the commercial break, do you think it's more just arrogance, defiance? And my big worry is intelligence. it really is. Like, is that arrogant, Tolos, or is that stupidity? What do you do? Part of the vision, you finally start seeing the vision of a 1.8% chance that I factored in to getting Cooper Flagg and the team that we're going to have out there. And this goes back to the Mavs fans saying, I don't want to see him rewarded. This goes back to you, Bobby Belt, saying, I don't want to see him rewarded. I don't want to root against the Mavs, but I don't want to see Nico get his praise.
I mean, it's like you deal with this in like people's lives. You said it all the time. You needed your DUI. You needed that to understand, like, I can't, there's fallout from this. You can't do this. Nico is like basically was given a DUI and then they dismissed it on some technicality. Well, the cop technically didn't pull you over. You didn't get Mirandized or something.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, okay, well, then I can go out there and do it again. Like, I mean, look, the universe clearly didn't want me to get a DUI. So that was just bad luck. Yeah. I'll go ahead and do it again.
He's acting like he's like the chosen one. He's acting like he's been blessed.
Very messianic.
By the GM gods. What are the Tolos saying?
Guys, on the fan text, 214 says Nico acts like AD isn't made of glass. 817 says 1.8% vision. 321 says his vision was trading Luka for the first overall pick.
Well, if you believe in the conspiracy, then I'll apologize to Nico.
That's we got three or four texts out here that are saying what this is Nico accidentally tattling on the NBA and saying it was rigged. Because he's telling you he knew he was getting it.
Okay. All right. Here's Cooper Flagg and Jason Kidd. And which one's worse? Fortune favors the bold, or now you can finally start seeing the vision? It is condescending. Holy S, is it condescending.
214, you never want to give Nico credit. Just give Nico his credit. So, yeah, I guess we're supposed to give. Anybody else says let Luka go, please. 214 says that. So,
Cooper Flagg and Kidd on what he can bring. We talk about the Brian Schottenheimer culture. What about the Mavs culture?
Yeah, I think obviously something that's talked a lot about is, you know, being a two-way guy, the culture of playing both sides of the ball, playing really hard, making the right plays all the time. So I think that's something I'm able to do, you know, at a high level, just make the right plays and play both sides of the ball.
I think when you talk about the culture, about winning, as he just brought up, you know, he's going to do whatever it takes to win. He might have 10 points one night and two steals, but just understanding that it's all about the W's. And so the culture here in Mavs land is about winning, and it's about winning a championship.
I saw you guys last week do a topic. I saw the headline. I didn't listen to the whole thing or even a minute of it. What would the stat line have to be? Did you go with a stat line or just fill in the blank of what Flagg rookie success is?
No, we basically what we've gone in is we were talking about the idea of just like if he performs at this level, if he gives you this, is that okay? It was in a broader context of like what does he have to be? Because if he was a five-time All-Star throughout his career, people are going to say probably he was a disappointment.
Yeah,
like because there's been so much hype, and so it was more just about the baseline of what does he have to become in order for it to be a slam dunk? Because I think right now, honestly, the hype has gotten a little out of control to the point where it's going to be really difficult for him not to be viewed as underperforming it.
I'm thinking 15-5-5 I'd be happy with.
Yeah, as a rookie?
Yeah.
I think if he
scored 15, that may be a tad bit much with the rest of the talent on this roster. But 15-5-5, I agree with Jason Kidd. I don't think the stat line is going to blow you away rookie season. He's going to be a poor, poor, poor man, Scottie Pippen, in my opinion.
Well, and so
we
had talked about Pippen as what we,
and this team is a contender.
Pippen is what we had invoked. So if you've got Pippen at the very height of his career, like in his prime, when he was asked to be the primary scorer,
contender if Kyrie can walk,
when he was asked to be the primary scorer for the Bulls while Jordan was out, and he was in his prime, at that point, Pippen averaged 22 points a game. That's probably Cooper Flagg. Like when you look at what he's set up to be.
He ain't scoring 32 like Luka.
Right. That's probably him. And so if that's the case, are you happy with 22-8-5 for his career? I think most people would be happy with it, but would they go, that's not quite what I thought I was getting.
All right, we got a brand new concert ticket giveaway for you turning it on, leaving it on. That is what Tolo stands for. Jake Rietma in studio, the human cappuccino to get you ready for the Dallas Stars next head coach. But George Pickens got a win over the weekend. We'll take you inside the Star, also on the home of the Dallas Cowboys with Sean and our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.